Chapter 23, The Work in All Lands.
The work for the relief of our schools should be taken up by our people in all countries. Let it be entered upon by our churches in Australasia. Our school there is in need of help, and if our people will take hold of the work unitedly, they can do much toward lifting the burden of debt. They can encourage the hearts of those who are laboring to build up this, the Lord's instrumentality, and they can aid in extending its influence of blessing to far heathen lands and to the islands of the sea. We trust that our publishing house in Australia will make liberal terms in the publication of Christ's object lessons. The Lord has greatly blessed this institution, and it should present to him a thank offering by making no stinted donation toward freeing the school from debt. We feel sure that it will take up the work and act its part nobly, and this cooperation with God will prove to the Australian Publishing House as great a blessing as it has proved to our institutions in America. Move out in this work, my brethren in Australasia. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, see Hebrews 11:1. Have we not proved this in the past? As we have moved out, trusting God's promise, things unseen except by the eye of faith have become things seen. As we have walked and worked by faith, God has fulfilled to us every word he has spoken. The evidence we have of the faithfulness of his promises should check every thought of unbelief. It is a sin to doubt, and we do not believe that our brethren in Australasia will be guilty of this. The Lord has done much for you all through your borders. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields already white for harvest. Praise God that his word has been verified beyond all our conception. I call upon our people to enter earnestly and disinterestedly in the work of freeing the school from debt. Let the publishing house do its part in the publication of the book. Let our people throughout Australasia take hold of the sale of Christ's object lessons. God will bless them in this work. The workers in England should make every possible effort in the sale of this book, that a school may be established in that country. My brethren in England, Germany, and all the other European countries where the light of truth is shining, take hold of this work. Let this book be translated into the different languages and circulated in the different countries of Europe. Let our canvassers in all parts of Europe be encouraged to help in its sale. The sale of this book will do much more than to aid in freeing our institutions from debt. It will open the way for our larger books to find a ready market. Thus the truth will reach many who otherwise would not receive it. I appeal especially to our brethren in Scandinavia. Will you not take hold of the work which God has given you? Will you not labor to the utmost of your ability to relieve the embarrassed institutions in your field? Do not look on in despair, saying, "We can do nothing." Cease to talk discouragement. Take hold of the arm of infinite power. Remember that your brethren in other lands are uniting to give you help. Do not fail or be discouraged. The Lord will uphold his workers in Scandinavia if they will act their part in faith, in prayer, in hopefulness, doing all they can to advance his cause and hasten his coming. Let a most earnest effort be made by our people in England to inspire their brethren in Scandinavia with courage and faith. Brethren, we must come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Remember that the nearer we approach the time of Christ's coming, the more earnestly and firmly we are to work, for we are opposed by the whole synagogue of Satan. We do not need feverish excitement, but that courage which is born of genuine faith.